Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Sain. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Johnny Sain. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Hamner. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ralph Hamner. And now, play ball. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes takes first base on ball four. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark takes first base on ball four. Holmes moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Holmes scores. Dark moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Dark moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. Emil Kusch now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dark scores. One out. It's 2-0, Braves. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch takes first base on ball four. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ryan fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Dark covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko strikes out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sane covering, for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from Skeffing and he is out, Mock applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. One out. Emil Kush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kush hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mock hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Sane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sane is 0 for 1 in the game. Sane bunts towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Mock covering, for the out. Ryan moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Elliott moves to third. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 2 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Skeffing is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0 for 1 in the game. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Holmes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Kusch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kusch is 0 for 1 in the game. Kusch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. one out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Elliott bunts towards the mound. Cush fields it and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Torgerson moves to third. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Russell. The throw from Skeffing and he is safe. Russell steals second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 3 in the game. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a line drive towards third. Pavko reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pavko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Russell, who is chasing the ball. Cavaretta reaches third base with a triple. Pavko goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Braves. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 2 in the game. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler now playing shortstop. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0 for 2 in the game. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Holmes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pavko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. Clint Connitzer now playing center field. Rube Walker pinch hits for Emil Kusch. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Home settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 3 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Home settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dutch McCall now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike McCormick pinch hits for Jeff Heath. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Connitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott moves to third. Hank Borowy now pitching. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connitzer is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike McCormick now playing left field. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. Nicholson moves to second. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 3 in the game. Skeffing hits a fly ball into right field. Home settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.